On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Nicola Everett.
It's another important day for Theresa May and her Brexit deal. This lunchtime, we're hearing Labour's understood to be backing a possible Commons vote to delay the withdrawal if there's still no deal agreed by Parliament by the end of February. It's thought the party's supporting an amendment put forward by Yvette Cooper. Sky's political correspondent Lewis Goodall, who's outside Downing Street, has the latest from a Labour source.
The Cooper bill could give MPs a temporary window to agree a deal that can bring the country together. We will aim to amend the Cooper bill, importantly here, to shorten the possible Article 50 extension. Now, this is really quite significant.
Meantime, the Prime Minister is telling her MPs to support a different amendment. It says the controversial Irish backstop should be replaced with what are termed alternative arrangements.
KMFM News.
It's claimed today there's been a huge increase in the work of organised crime networks smuggling drugs across the country. The supply chains known as county lines use vulnerable children to traffic illegal substances from cities into rural areas. The National Crime Agency says the number of routes has increased from 720 last year to around 2,000. The Gritters are on standby as forecasters warn of snow and ice across Kent tonight. A yellow alert comes into force from 5 this evening, with the Met Office predicting up to 10 centimetres of the white stuff before midday tomorrow. Freezing temperatures could also lead to dangerous driving conditions. Carol Valentine is a highways manager at Kent County Council. She says they've learnt lessons from last year's beast from the east, and this time they're fully prepared.
We make sure we have the right materials in stock. So that's the salt, 23,000 tonnes at the start of the season, 60 gritter lorries. And then we've got the right staff. So that's our drivers, that's our winter duty officers who look at the weather forecast and make sure that they know the right time to send the gritters out.
Be listening to KMFM tomorrow morning for details on any travel disruption and, of course, any school closures.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police are looking through CCTV after a man stole cash from a business in Margate. The suspect, who was wearing a bandana and carrying a black pole, demanded staff led him into the office of the building on the high street on Sunday. It's thought a large fire at a farm near Maidstone may have been started deliberately. It broke out in Langley last night and involved a lorry and a van. Peter Lampard owns the land.
Came out and there I am confronted with 3 fire engines, lots of firemen running about and big blaze. You immediately worry about it spreading to somewhere else. You know, fortunately it's fairly away from anything vulnerable.
Firefighters managed to bring the flames under control just after 10 last night. You can see video footage at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, the woman in charge of Kent Fire and Rescue has told KMFM a drop in the number of firefighters in the county has not had an impact on the service.
I think that's rather overstating it. Whilst there's been a reduction in some of the numbers, because the demand has fallen, we're absolutely able to deliver a fantastic service to the public of Kent. And I say we've actually increased the number of services we've been offering in these last few years.
And Millington's been responding to claims from the Fire Brigade Union, who say the service is at breaking point with public safety being put at risk. Since 2010, the number of full-time firefighters in the county has dropped by almost a quarter, while crews are also now taking a minute and a half longer to respond to call-outs. It's being suggested today children find it an effort to interact with their friends in real life, because they'd often rather be online. Laura's got more for KMFM.
I'm doing and mixing all of my slimes.
Online videos like this one from Toys and Me are attracting children as young as 5. An Ofcom report says they're less interested in reading or other hobbies, often preferring to watch websites like YouTube.
You just click on it and straight away there's videos.
The watchdog's got this warning.
About a third of 12 to 15 year olds say that they have seen something that they describe as either worrying or nasty.
Parents admit they need to keep up.
We're constantly having to keep abreast of it before they outsmart.
Many children admit finding it difficult to moderate their screen time.
And Apple's taken its group FaceTime feature offline after finding a bug which allows users to eavesdrop. The glitch reportedly lets someone hear audio and in some cases even see video before the call's been answered.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Tennis and Andy Murray's confirmed he's had resurfacing surgery on his hip injury. Britain's former world number one said before his first round exit at the Australian Open this month The problem could force him into an early retirement. He's posted on Instagram that he now feels a bit battered and bruised, but hopes it'll be the end of his hip pain. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.